You're listening to SBS News.
Chris Minns says he plans to run things differently as the 47th Premier of New South Wales. The day after the election, Mr. Minns was out and about in his electorate of Kogra to reassure voters of his intention to deliver on his election promises.
We know that we've got an awesome responsibility. We know that the challenges facing this incoming government will be huge. We think we're up to those challenges, but we'll be judged on results and results alone.
The 43-year-old will become the state's new leader after Labor won 9 seats to achieve the minimum 47 seats required to form government. Labor managed to clinch back key seats in Sydney's west, such as Parramatta and Penrith, as well as seats in regional New South Wales like Monaro and the South Coast. Some of the seats were won with swings bigger than 10%. The first-time Premier, Mr. Minns, says he has a big policy agenda.
Rebuilding essential services, particularly schools and hospitals, and privatisation and its effect on an average family's budget were massive issues in this election campaign, and the voters of this state wanted immediate answers. Now, Labor is in a unique position to start changing policy initiatives and directions of the state in those two key areas, being against privatisation and building up our schools and our hospitals and those that work in them. And we're not going to waste a day. The work starts today, and we're very serious. And our message to the people of New South Wales is we're not taking an hour or a day off. We're here to work for you. We're thrilled with the responsibilities of office. We thank them for their trust. And now it's back to work for the people of New South Wales.
Mr. Minns says he wants his leadership to feature the grassroots approach used in the election campaign, which he credits as a critical factor in the party's election win.
With inflation running between 7 and 8%, with small businesses struggling to meet their bills, with many people across New South Wales having massive difficulty with the health and education system, the people of this state wanted answers and solutions to the problems facing them right now. And I think Labor went into this election campaign with specific credible and common sense initiatives that would actually make a difference to our schools and our hospitals and the rising cost of living for the people of this state. And in many ways, the people of this state have endorsed that agenda.
The timing of the swearing-in ceremony for the new government has yet to be determined, but Mr. Minns says the cabinet is already taking shape. Ryan Park will take the health portfolio, Deputy Leader Prue Carr will take education, and Joe Halen will oversee the state's bustling transport network. Meanwhile, the search has begun for the new leader of the New South Wales Liberal Party after Dominic Perrottet announced he is stepping down. Frontrunners for the role include Matt Keane, Alistair Henskins and Mark Speakman. None of them have formally declared their future plans. Asked who he thinks should succeed him as leader, Mr. Perrottet says it's a matter for the party.
And more time with the family ahead for you?
Yeah, it's going to be great. A lot of time I've missed, so it's going to be good. Good to be at home.
Who's next in line?
Seriously, it's a matter for the party. They'll work it out. Thanks, guys.
The voting base for the Liberals was also whittled away by independent candidates. 7 have won seats, including Teal independent Judy Hannon in the southwest Sydney seat of Wallandilly. Independent Mayor of Northern Beaches Council Michael Regan has won the seat of Wakehurst. The final composition of the state's upper house has yet to be determined, but predictions of a triumph by the One Nation Party and its state leader Mark Latham have not eventuated. Political science academic Professor Andy Marks at Western Sydney University says it will take some time before the final makeup of the crossbench is known.
Look, understanding how things will settle in the upper house always takes longer than the Legislative Assembly. So I think it'll be some time before we know what that's going to look like. It's certainly the case that some predictions, you know, for One Nation securing 20% of the vote were vastly off theme. You know, they haven't performed nearly as well as was predicted. I think the Greens vote in some respects seems to have plateaued. They were exposed to a very significant challenge in Balmain in the Legislative Assembly. So it'll be interesting to see how the crossbench falls. Even with a majority, Labor will be looking to keep the crossbench on side. You know, politics is an unpredictable game, so they'll want to build those alliances.
Australia's voting demographic is also becoming increasingly younger, with 51% of voters in New South Wales under 40. Professor Marks says that was a factor in how voters responded to the policies in this election.
Western Sydney was indicative of a bigger shift in the electorate. It's a much younger region, more culturally diverse, and the issues that it cares about in the voting booth, you know, differ from those that traditional politics speaks to. So, you know, you found a government in the coalition that was very focused on big ticket infrastructure projects, struggling to get that narrative to cut through. People in these regions are more concerned with whether or not those initiatives are actually improving their lives. And when you're in a place like Western Sydney, you're spending longer on the roads, further, more time away from your family. When cost of living issues are front and centre, sometimes even an impressive infrastructure record isn't enough to get you over the line.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.